Well, you are listening to Meeting House here on Faith Radio. It's great to welcome to the program Lucas Ramirez. He is someone actually who resides in the Golden Isles area of South Georgia, the Brunswick, St. Simon's Island area, and he is president and CEO of a ministry called The Gathering Place. I want to find out more information about that during the course of our conversation. He is also the author of a book that is entitled Designed for More: Unleashing Christ's Vision for Unity in a Deeply Divided World. Born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, immigrated to the U.S. at the age of 6, spent some time in the Philadelphia area, and now residing in South Georgia and addressing a very important topic, a very biblical topic, and that is the Lord's vision for unity. So, Lucas Ramirez, let me welcome you to the Meeting House here on Faith Radio. Great to have you along.
Oh, man, it's so great to be here. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Well, before we really jump headlong into this book, I'm curious about the type of ministry that you're doing right now. It's called The Gathering Place. It's a form of student ministry. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you would.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just an awesome student leadership development organization. We exist to reach, equip, and send. We want to reach students with the gospel. We want to equip them as strong Christian leaders, and then we want to send them to go into whatever vocation God calls them into to be agents of God's restorative power in that place. We have nearly a 40-year legacy here in Georgia. We actually have an office in Thomasville, Georgia, which isn't too far from Alabama, and we've just been serving students for so many years. We, through internships, leadership development experiences, mentor groups, everything from the kind of 12 to 25-year-old target, summer leadership internships, all sorts of things like that. So it's a blast.
That's awesome. And God has opened doors for you to speak at such events as the Catalyst Conference, TEDx Conference, also before the Georgia House of Representatives. And tell me just a bit about the inspiration for this book, Designed for More.
Yeah, absolutely. The Lord has put in me a burning passion to raise the importance of a topic that matters to a lot of us, but doesn't get talked about too much at a broader kind of church Christian level. And that is the unity of the church, the unity of believers. You know, when you look at Jesus's final prayer, his longest recorded prayer right before going to the cross, he spent it all talking about the unity of the church. He's saying, Father, may they be one just as you and I are one. And despite the importance that Jesus put on it and the fact that Paul echoes it continually throughout the New Testament, there's a lot of reasons why in our Christian understanding we don't have this as a huge, huge priority. And the Lord has given me a passion to help our Christian faith communities understand A, why this is so important, and B, how to walk into that vision. So the book is really an outgrowth of that passion to help our faith communities walk into our design. That's hence the title, Designed for More. God designed us for more than we're currently enacting. So that's some of the passion behind the book.
Well, and obviously we recognize from the scriptures this is a topic that was important to Jesus. As you pointed out, it was a topic that was also important to Paul. We see writings about unity throughout the pages of the scriptures. And I wanted you to drill down just a bit on that whole topic. Why, from your standpoint, and of course you've got a long track record in ministry, why do you believe that this is such an important biblical topic?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the easiest way that I can answer that is because unity within diversity is down to the very core and essence of who God is. We just released actually a Bible reading plan. If anybody uses the YouVersion Bible app, you know, there's tons of reading plans in there. And if you just search my name, Lucas Ramirez, we have this 4-day reading plan, and it's entitled God's Great Passion for Unity. And so if you read that plan, one of the things we talk about is that, yes, Jesus prays for unity in John 17. Paul echoes it continually in the New Testament, but it's right from the very beginning in Genesis 1 that we see that creation itself As the clay was taking shape, it was formed by many hands. Let us make man in our image. So at the very essence of how God wanted to reveal himself to us was the Trinity, the unity within diversity at almost a cosmic level. And that is who he is. And if we are to be like God and reflect him to the world, well, then our fellowship of faith should reflect who he is.
Well, you're listening to Meeting House here on Faith Radio. Lucas Ramirez, president and CEO of The Gathering Place and the author of this book called Designed for More, as we talk about this overall topic of unity and its importance, and something that you said just a few moments ago about the way that we reflect the Lord, God's nature or God's glory to, and then my paraphrase here, to the world. Our unity contributes to that. And I wanted you to elaborate just a bit more on that, and really also what you might see as some important pillars, if you will, of this overall concept of unity.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's one of the beautiful kind of interplays is that word that you just said, nature. Unity within diversity is at the very essence of God's nature. But the cool part about it is like an artist pours himself into a painting or a musician pours himself into a song, God did the same thing when he formed creation. He poured his nature into nature. And so we can look to the scriptures for God's design and vision for the church. But one of the cool, amazing hooks that I believe readers are just going to be enthralled with in this book is that we also point to creation. We point to nature itself. As Romans says, God has, you know, put himself into the creation. We can look to the trees and the birds of the air as testimonies to who God is. And so in our book, talking about the pillars, we use this unbelievable, jaw-dropping phenomenon called a murmuration as a central metaphor and a roadmap for how we can begin to walk in unity. Because like I said earlier, it's one thing to say why it's important and what is important, but it's another thing to offer people practical steps for how. And we hope to offer all those things in the book. And so we point to this spectacular natural phenomenon called a murmuration. And if you don't know what a murmuration is, please, please do yourself a favor and go online and YouTube it or go to my website, lucasramirez.org. And look at these. They are amazing bird flocking formations, but it's unlike a normal flock of birds. I mean, this is so special that scientists had to give it a special name, murmuration. And so we've uncovered new science behind this phenomenon to give us some principles for how to achieve unity.
And this, as I understand it, just to give our listeners a little bit more information on this concept called the murmuration, as I understand it, you've got like scores, hundreds of thousands, literally, of birds that are actually moving together, which is just phenomenal. And as you mentioned, there's new research about it.
Yeah, Bob, it's so difficult to put words to it because it's just so hypnotic. It's just mesmerizing. Poets have been, you know, stirred to awe. They've called it a madness in the sky. It's just indescribable in so many ways. And the beauty of it was when I uncovered this natural phenomenon, at first I thought, man, this is just a cool metaphor. But as I studied to dig deep and drill deeper into that new research and new science that has come out, I discovered that God had put so much more into this phenomenon than merely just a beautiful visual, a captivating idea. And what I found was this phrase I love to say is this: birds first taught us how to fly. Now they will teach us how to unify. And because God has put all these principles and lessons for how to solve complex human problems in creation. And so for anybody out there listening who is struggling with division right now in your workplace, in your team, you're struggling with division in your church, you're struggling with just tension, whether it's political or racial in your community, or maybe even in your home, division right here in your family, I just want to speak to you and say, there is radical hope to move beyond that division. Because God himself in the scriptures, Jesus brought a peace, a shalom, a wholeness, a completeness. And when Jesus says, Lord, may they be one, just as you and I are one, it was a direct imperative for now, for today, not for some post, you know, life, ethereal, heavenly state. No, Jesus tied our unity directly to the mission of the church. His prayer was for today. So if that's you struggling, I just want to give you an unbelievable amount of optimism and say, because of the work of the cross, there is reconciliation, not just between man and God, but between man and brother, man and sister, and whatever state or fight or division you may be struggling with in your world. So we can look to nature and scripture to give us that hope.
Lucas Ramirez is joining us today from the Gathering Place in Southeast Georgia is where he is located. And he has written this book called Design for More, and really looking at nature and scripture, as you said, to see how God can bring about unity in the different spheres in which we live. So what would you say would maybe be a principle or two that a person can apply in order to see the powerful force of biblical unity really being lived out or released in a particular situation among a group of people?
Yeah, great. So in the book, we outline 7 different principles that we pull out from this murmuration phenomenon. And I think just one that comes to mind, just based on our conversation so far, is this, that within the phenomenon, there is no alpha, which is an unbelievable characteristic of this bird formation. Because usually when you think about formations or teams or human constructs or anything in the world that has high order, very highly ordered structures, it requires very strong top-down leadership where there are rules and everybody has to follow those rules, or there's an alpha leader and everybody follows that leader. In the murmuration, one of the amazing parts about it is that there is no single solitary leader. There isn't one bird that all the other birds are looking for. There isn't one bright celebrity leader that everybody is bowing down to and whatever that person says goes. And that to me is so fascinating, because the idea that comes out of this principle that there is no alpha is this: everybody has influence. Everybody has the power to lead. And isn't that the way that God designed the body of Christ? We all have a different role to play. One part isn't more important than the other. We just have different functions. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking that just because there isn't an alpha, that doesn't mean that there isn't leadership within the formation. There definitely is leadership. But here's the key. The leadership baton gets passed from one bird to another with unbelievable speed and efficiency and finesse. And I think when you think about our human endeavors, sometimes, you know, we struggle, our flesh struggles for the recognition or the ego or for our logo to be up in the front or whatever that fleshly part of us desires. But if we can begin to set those things apart and allow the Holy Spirit of God to bring up the fruits of the Holy Spirit, then we can begin to operate in a body, in a community of faith, where there doesn't have to be necessarily an alpha, one, you know, person that we're all following, of course, other than Christ, but that we all take initiative and leadership. And for the individual, just to drill it down to make it really applicable, I would say and challenge anybody listening in today to say this: you have influence, you have leadership capital, and it begins. The movement of God through the people of God in the world begins when individuals see that they have a role to play, when they see that unity matters desperately to our God, and ground zero is really in the heart, in the soul, and in the mind of individual believers. Ultimately, it's not about the individual. It's about what God is doing with his people. But ground zero can start in the heart of you, allowing him to till the ground in your soil so that you move and press into unity.
And I want to talk, as we begin to wrap up our conversation, Lucas, about this concept of diversity. Now, you've touched on it as far as the different skills, the different, as you might say, gifts and talents that a person might have in his or her life, placed there by God. So we think about the diversity of gifts that God has given to us, but God has created each of us uniquely, and that includes our background, some of these characteristics such as race, the culture into which we are born or into which we function, even as we think about our church background. I mean, there's only, you know, maybe a well-worn cliche is that there's only one you. Each of us was created in a certain way, and God will use us to have influence for the betterment of his kingdom. So talk about how you see diversity working within the body of Christ and can actually be used in this overall process of bringing unity.
Yeah, Bob, you know, that for me, that's an area of concern. And I think that overall, it's so easy for us to get so comfortable in silos with people who are just like us. I don't know if anybody saw the recent article in Christianity Today. They were actually quoting recent research from Lifeway. And it was showing that nearly 60% of evangelical Christians today go to church with people with the identical political views as they do. And so not only are we being sorted by our ethnicities, by our methodologies, by our theologies, also our political views are increasingly sorting us. And here's the danger. The more homogenous or the more the same, the more identical a group is, the more prone it will be to prejudice, the more prone it will be to extreme thinking, the more prone it will be to thinking that we are perfect and we've got it all together. And that is a powerful tool that the enemy can use to weaken the power of our churches in our communities. So diversity in our friendships and diversity in our churches and in our communities is desperately important, because it actually it creates a beautiful bouquet that our communities of faith were designed to be.
And I wanted you, as we close, last question here in our conversation, with respect to your own background. I mentioned earlier that you were born in the nation of Argentina. You and your family immigrated to America when you were very young. You spent a lot of time in the northern section, if you will, of the U.S. before moving south. So talk about your own journey and how that perhaps has shaped your perspective on this topic of unity.
Yeah, great question. It took me a while to realize the story that God was writing through my life. And I certainly did grow up in a very multicultural setting. Even my own family, the immediate family, was diverse through adoption. It wasn't until I started doing, you know, frontline, full-time vocational ministry that I began to see that work done in the unity of the fellowship of believers releases the power of God. And as I started living it, practicing it, then studying it, I also saw how, man, God had interweaved even in my own life story, planting seeds along the way to soften me to be a voice for this. So I truly believe that this is one of my life messages that God has just interweaved into the very fabric of who I am as a person, from my upbringing to my ministry experience. And I want to be one voice in a choir of leaders who is calling the church to think in new ways, bringing the priority and importance of unity, but also so that we can begin moving and releasing the power of the church. I mean, you got to think there's over 2 billion people around the world that profess Christ as King. And yet we still languish in so many of our ails and problems and communities that we struggle with, whether it's fighting human trafficking, clean water, or evangelism, whatever it is, all of our passion projects can be so much more efficiently tackled if we could unite and achieve this collective movement that Murmuration so flawlessly achieved. So I count it a blessing to have experienced the things that I did in my own personal life. And I do believe that God is just weaving me and just preparing me to be a voice for this. And so I am offering an invitation to my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to step into our true design. We were designed for more. Let's not keep God waiting any longer.
Lucas Ramirez joining us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio. And Lucas, if people want to find out more information about you and about the book, tell us where they can go online.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple places. They can go to designedformorebook.com, or they can go to my site is lucasramirez.org, all one word. And they can also go to our ministry's website for the gathering places, thegp.org.
Excellent. Lucas, thank you so much for spending some time with us today here on the Meeting House on Faith Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob.